Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch the chase for the cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good to have you with us on a pain-free Friday, coast-to-coast, along with Carver High Mafia and Luke. I am your father. I'm Pharrell in New York. So Mafia has banned me once again this year, Carver High, from starting the grill during the Memorial Day weekend due to the potential for my face to catch on fire. He did mention to me, though, in the break, to make sure that I have my calluses scrubbed on my feet before I go to Vegas on the 13th. He goes, don't have the black calluses at the pool like last year. It's a real turnoff. So I'm going to go get a pedi before I go to Vegas for the Tank Davis fight and Benavidez, the monster fighting. Mafia did say, make sure you get your toes scraped, your feet and calluses scraped. I go for the massage and the warm water.
How about that? Why don't we get to the most bet player props for tonight, the Mavericks and the Timberwolves for us. First off, Cat, over 20.5 points. Then you have P.J. Washington, over 5.5 boards. Karl-Anthony Towns, again, under 3.5 assists. P.J. Washington, over 11.5 points. And Anthony Edwards, over 27.5 points, the most bet player props.
Yeah, so I'm going to go with Edwards over 27.5. I think he'll have 30 tonight. And, yeah, I'm unwilling to go with any of those other prop bets. None of them.
Want to go Luka and Kyrie 25 apiece again? I want to go 30 apiece. But Luka and Kyrie 25 apiece. Okay, we'll put those together too. And we'll put it with the golf for this weekend.
I'll go, if and how think, about this? I'll go a yeah. lively double-double.
Okay.
I could live with that. And, I think that's, I'd be willing to look at I'm just trying to think here in terms of who else do I think is going to produce on that team? No one. So I'm on Ant Edwards. That's it. I think Cat's so overrated, it's not even funny. I think he's fat and overrated. And I think, and I know Gobert can't shoot. He can only lob dunk. That's it. And I can't even watch him shoot free throws. And Anderson, I mean, I like Naz Reid. Give me Naz Reid over threes. What is he? Probably at 1.5, 2.
Yeah,
I'll go
I think
with
he's
Naz.
At 1.5.
And
one and
I'll
a half
go,
threes.
I'll go. 1.5 threes and I'll say blocks or rebounds. If I can combo meal it with blocks or rebounds, I'd be willing to do that. I think Naz Reid's a great player. And I think the other one, what's his name? McDaniels. I like McDaniels also over threes. Those are the only guys that are producing on that team.
Only guys who are putting the ball in the hole, that's for sure. Mavericks are now -155 for the series. Timberwolves are +130 for that. In terms of the updated daily who's going to win the NBA title numbers, with the Celtics winning again last night, they have now hit -2 Bills, -2 Hundy, and then Dallas, Minnesota, Indiana, 80-1 now, down 0-2.
Oh, yeah, they're finished. I won't deny, and it's literally not because they're both up 2-0 and 1-0, but I honestly think that the more I envision and, you know, the crystal ball future here, I see what I said to Morency. Luka, Kyrie against Brown and Tatum in the NBA final. I think it's inevitable. I think the NBA drew it up that way. They got it all nice and juicy, fixed for that, as sure as I'm sitting here. You know, all you have to do is watch the Celtics games. They get every call. And then so does Luka Doncic. He gets, you know, the funny thing about Irving is he doesn't cry about calls ever. He just balls out. But I think Luka cries enough to get about 6 to 8 free throws extra a game than everybody else on the floor. So I think the NBA and Adam Silver have it drummed up already. Dallas, Boston, NBA final. You can see it. It's the backcourt final for the ages. That's what it is.
Well, if it means that maybe Dallas, you know, can actually push Boston a little bit, then I'm all for it because I'm tired of watching Boston.
I'm on Dallas.
I'm tired of watching Boston. Oh, I'm on Dallas big time if that's the series. I'll be on Minnesota if that's the series. But I want to see Boston get pushed. So hopefully Luka and Kyrie
can go down. Push
down would be
down
even better.
Lose.
If we can kind of
I hope they lose in 7 games and they go all the way to the wall and then lose. It's even better if I can see them suffer.
I got no problem with that either. Pelicans general manager Trajan Langdon will be the new president of the Detroit Pistons. I don't know, Scotty. I get you're going from GM to president, but you're going to the Pistons, so I don't know. I don't know if that's is that a swing up for you there, going over to Detroit? I'm not so sure.
You know, I don't know. I look at it this way. You have Zion Williamson or you have Cade Cunningham, and I think the Pelicans are a better team and better organization than Monty Williams and the Detroit Pistons. That's all there is to it. You know, what did they start their season? Weren't they like 0-30? I mean, they're awful. They are awful. They have all these draft picks and they're still awful. I mean, they were embarrassing. And now he's going there to take that job. But that's his prerogative. Like, it's the same thing. We're going to talk about Don Waddell today at some point. He stepped down in Carolina. He's going to take that job in Columbus, it looks like. And I think he'll regret that. You talk about a funeral parlor. The Columbus Blue Jackets? Are you kidding me? They got Johnny Hockey. They might as well have gotten Johnny Rotten to play for him because they don't win.
Next, the Lakers and the Spurs are potential landing spots for Chris Paul. Man, when is that going to end, too? When are we going to stop
shot.
The Chris Paul stuff? Yeah,
he's shot. When are people going to catch up to the fact that he is washed now and it's over? He don't matter anymore. And they talk about him every year in the offseason like he's some golden egg, like he's some franchise-changing offseason acquisition. I mean, have you not seen enough of him doing nothing the last 2 years to realize it's over? The only thing he's doing now, in my opinion, is collecting money. He ain't got no game anymore.
No.
Done. What's he going to do on the Lakers besides nothing? Yeah, and I'll tell you this much. I'm going to say it right now. He had a great career. I won't deny it. But D'Lo's a better player than him. D'Lo has 35-point, 40-point nights. And they treat him like he's a homeless person. D'Angelo Russell gets treated like he's a bum and living on the streets on Skid Row. He gets treated so badly in Los Angeles, in my opinion, by the Lakers and the media that he's nothing. I heard the other day, like, Orlando wants him. If I were him, I would run to Orlando. You know why? Because they want him. The Lakers don't even want him. And he fills it up for them all the time. And you're going to go get that old Hackney Diamond himself, Chris Paul, the biggest ref whiner in the league, and his game shot. He's old. He can't do anything. What does he do anymore? He can barely get up and down the floor. I mean, honest to Christ, where do they come up with this stuff? He's going to the Spurs. My ass, he's going to the Spurs. Popovich doesn't want that old goat. He's got a young team. He's got the 4 and the 8 in the draft. There's nothing I don't know about this league. That's not happening, okay? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to have the youngest team left. The Thunder, remember? Let's go get KD. Yeah, sure. The youngest teams in the league want nothing to do with geezers. Nothing.
You would think not.
They're done.
Just like the police department, the NBA has closed their investigation on Josh Giddey. So he's got
Giddey
free
kitty.
From any any entanglements. Bronny James attracting fan wagers to be the number one pick in the draft. I don't know what people are thinking about there.
Wait. So you have got – how dumb is this?
Are you kidding me?
That someone's going to actually bet their hard-earned money that that kid is going number one in the NBA draft? Now, he's gone from – he scored 4 points a game at USC. Now he's the number one draft pick in the NBA. Bold effing shag.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
An Elvis sighting. We've got him. Denny Bernstein from the fourth period and NHL Radio on Sirius XM joins us to talk about the Stanley Cup Conference Finals. Elvis, I got to ask you, first of all, I was listening to NHL Radio in the car. I was listening to Laughlin and they got all these guys on. I can't keep track of all of it. I saw him promoting you. I was like, that's my boy right there. And then I thought of you. I know you had your birthday this week, and he's now 35, same age as his wife, Patty. He's done a great job of staying young all these years. And now you have the prospects of a potential. There is potential for you to fly from West Palm Beach to Edmonton, Alberta on a regular basis over a 2.5 week stretch. I'm sure you're looking forward to that, but I've always said, you can buy three suits for the price of one in Edmonton, and they got nice suits.
Yeah. Oh, what made you think I wouldn't fly Fort Lauderdale to Dallas, and it takes 2.5 hours? I'd rather take 10 hours to get to Edmonton for a cup final. But all kidding aside, look, Scotty, there's not much separating these four teams. There really isn't. Like, if you wanted to bet on one thing, you bet on the Dallas Stars losing game one, because that was the seventh game one in a row that they've lost. And when they lose, what happens? I know Jake Gottinger had that, you know, highlight reel save on Connor McDavid in overtime. But watch the second goal. Like, it was a bad goal. Went through his legs, the Zach Hyman goal. And that's the problem with the Stars, Scotty. Like, at some point during the game. And plus, you ever see when the Oilers lob the puck in, like, lob it in high? He would be worse than, let's say, Gio Stanton in the outfield. Like, he can't catch the puck when they lob it in. He's the weak link. Not saying, and I picked Dallas in the series. I picked them in five, and I'm regretting that pick already. But the weak link in the Dallas Stars, besides the fact that Rupe Hintz is out and he's the number one center, is the play of Jake Ottinger. He'll be spectacular for 58 minutes and kill you in 2 minutes, and you wind up losing the game. That's my biggest concern about that team.
You know, they hadn't won a game one since like 2020 in the Stanley Cup final. Now, I know that you had picked them and Carolina to be in the Stanley Cup final. Before I get into the game last night, I want to get your reaction to Waddell stepping down, and allegedly he must be getting the job in Columbus if he quit his job. I mean, he was allowed to interview, so he did, and then he quit, and that means he's got something else, right? You don't just walk away from that kind of power unless you have something lined up. Is he getting the job in Columbus?
I would assume so, Scotty. He's not going to retire, right? If you would, then you'd have the press conference where he would be there. You announce your retirement, pass the reins on to Eric Tulsky, who's their stats guy, their advanced stats guy. But with respect to him, you got to assume that's what's going to happen. You know, and same thing in Edmonton, to be frank. If the Oilers would lose in this round, maybe there's a change with Kenny Holland as well. But you got to think that, you know, Don Waddell's a very smart guy and a smart business guy. The fact that he did it the way it was orchestrated, you have to connect the dots. The Columbus Blue Jackets job is open. It's a big job because it's a lot of work, and they're near the bottom of the Eastern Conference. But you have to assume that's the next domino to fall with respect to Don Waddell.
So, I mean, did the owner say give the coach Brendan Moore a 5-year deal, or did Don Waddell do that going out the door? Give him a new 5-year deal. You know, he wins all these big regular season games that don't matter.
He sure does.
I mean, honestly, like, I don't understand the thinking of, because I thought literally that he might be the guy for Toronto or Utah and not staying there.
But he likes being there, Scotty, and that's the one thing. Look,
whatever.
Tom Dundon isn't the most, you know, free spending owner. Remember, like, he's the one that, you know, stopped doing the radio broadcast and now simulcast the TV for the radio. All the other teams are doing it right now. Rod Brindamore likes being in Carolina, thinks he can still win with the team. Like, the quality of life is really good down there. And it helped Tom Dundon because, you know, look, if he's going to go to Toronto, he's going to want $5 or $6 million to coach that team. I will bet you real money that's not what he's getting paid in Carolina, which is fine. Good for Rod. And I agree with you. He wins a lot of, you know, he wins a lot of regular season games. They've had over 110 points three seasons. I don't think he's ever won a game in the conference final. I think his team's got swept twice. Although he will tell you last year they could have swept the other way. It's a good fit. Like, he wants to stay there. They could afford him. They do well. They draw well. I get it. But the next step in the process, Rod, is to at least get to a cup final, if not win it all.
So I talked earlier on the show today about how great the Oilers' penalty kill is. Yeah. 37 out of 40. You can win the Stanley Cup, you keep that up.
Yeah, yep, and 20 straight. And one guy, look, Chris Knobloch gets a lot of credit, but the guy who really should get credit is the Hall of Famer, Paul Coffey, who came down from the front office, is now coaching behind the bench, changed the mindset of the defense in the regular season when Chris Knobloch came in. And then, you know, switched Cody Ceci and Darnell Nurse was a terrible pair early in the playoffs. And he swapped them out, he switched them up, put them on different pairings, and now you see the benefit of it. They've killed 20 straight, which, Scotty, if you tell me the way the path the Edmonton Oilers are winning games in this late in the season was going to be the penalty kill, I would tell you were drinking before you came on the air. Like, it's not how they win games, but well, I know that. But it's not how they win games, but it's how you win games at this point in the season when there's four teams left. So I give them full credit. Skinner played really well last night, but I think Dallas, again, when they look at game one like they look at the last six, they'll regret the way they played last night.
What are we going to see tonight at Madison Square Garden?
Yeah, well, is the myth and legend Matt Rempe going to make the ice? I think that's the most important thing. Is he in the lineup? I've never seen a guy galvanize more fans and media and everyone playing 5 minutes a night, Scotty. So, like, if he does play, then I assume if Florida scores the first goal, that cat's going to be out there for the opening faceoff after that first goal. So we'll see. He's just a myth. He's a legend. He's almost as big a legend as you. But we're really interested to see how they utilize Matt Rempe if he plays tonight. But, you know, the Rangers have to be more desperate at this point.
I got to tell you, Florida just looks like such a superior hockey team to them. That was total world domination in game one. If they do that again tonight, it's good night, Irene, and the Panthers are going to find their way back in the Stanley Cup final. Happy birthday, Elvis. You're the man. You know it. Say hi to mama.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Well, Carver High, I just thought the Edmonton Oilers outplayed the Dallas Stars last night. I don't believe in all that. Fair enough. They haven't won a game one in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. But in 2020 is the last time they won a game one. Like, is that – that's crazy. The last time they won a game one. But meanwhile, here they are every year in these deep playoff runs. Dallas is a really good team, and they didn't look like it last night. They were down 2-0, and I thought – Edmonton beat them to the puck every time, everywhere, neutral zone, along the walls, in the corners, getting chances in the slot, in the crease. I thought Edmonton flat out outplayed them. That's why they won. It had nothing to do with streaks.
Yeah, I agree. Dallas, to me, just kind of looked like a team that hadn't played in a week, is honestly what they look like. They look like a team that was kind of getting themselves going again, and yet they still got this game to overtime.
You said it would happen. We both did.
Yeah. Yeah, and hey, look, they were down 2-0 in this game. They got the game to overtime 2-2. The moment for me, honestly, was them not scoring on the 4-minute double minor to start the first overtime. I mean, they called timeouts. They got their best guys out there for almost the entire 4 minutes, and they weren't able to cash in. So eventually they go to the second overtime, and the guy who took that double minor, Connor McDavid, he cashes in 30 seconds into the second overtime on TNT.
Panev plays the puck up the boards. Here's Bouchard in front. Score! Connor McDavid, the redirect.
second overtime, the Edmonton Oilers win game one, 32 seconds in.
What a
period five.
That's how they end these games, stunningly always. It's overtime, and, you know, double overtime. It doesn't matter when. It always ends with a shocking goal. Oh, there it is. And that's how it ends. So typically, in my view, it ends quickly in either overtime, first overtime or second. These games rarely go, like, the history of the league, they rarely go. When we've seen five overtime games, Flyers, Penguins, those games are insane. It'll drive you nuts. These other games usually end quickly, and it ended quickly into the second. And, you know, this Bouchard doesn't get enough credit. Neither does Hyman. Neither does Nugent Hopkins. They have so many guys on this team that can flat out play. We already know all about Draisaitl and McDavid and everything else. And I agree with Denny Bernstein in that Ottinger can be brilliant at times, and then Mike, he can be sloppy and give up goals that he shouldn't be giving up, like, you know, ugly goals. That was a goal that shouldn't have happened. It was just, how do you leave that guy all alone in the crease cooking hot dogs on the front doorstep with a cigar in his mouth? I mean, he's got to be cleared out of there by somebody on Dallas. You have to hit him, and that's just, I mean, tackle him. I mean, literally beat his ass, cross-check him, slash him. I don't care what it is. Hurt him. But they just let him stand there and set up shop. It was ugly.
It was ugly indeed. I know we've been having some fun with Connor McDavid here in these playoffs, looking for some excitement out of him. You would think that an overtime winner might be able to do it. No, Scotty. It was actually his team killing off that four-minute double minor that got him more excited than the goal. Here's McDavid.
Describe the feeling of that goal. A bit of relief for you, I would imagine, too, to get that goal.
Always nice to score an overtime goal. A big goal. Great play by Bush, as per usual.
What a thrill.
What was it like sitting in the box while that penalty was being killed? And then obviously went to thank the guys after.
Long. Really long. Really, really long. Miserable. I hated every second of it. But, you know, the guys did an amazing job, you know, truthfully. The penalty kill has just been amazing. And to step in there 4 minutes against a good power play, you know, can't give those guys enough credit.
So he doesn't ever want to do interviews during a regular season or in the playoffs. He would never, in my opinion, make it in New York. He would never make it here because they have 50 mics in his face every night, and guys like Larry Brooks driving him crazy with, you know, questions that would make him insane. I don't think he could cut the mustard. Edmonton and Canada is bad enough because Edmonton still is a hockey hotbed. Alberta's a hockey hotbed, but I don't think he could make it in Philly or New York or Boston. I think it would drive him nuts.
Yeah, Toronto as well would absolutely drive him mad. He needs a place like San Jose, just like chilling on the beach, chilling the most, and just nobody bothering him and playing hockey.
The numbers. He didn't even think that that was a high stick on him. He thought that Duchesne yanked it up and did it to himself.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
So check out the new betting market for the NHL playoffs that you can only get at BetMGM. They have an empty net gold market for entire slates as well as specific games. Find them in the app under the NHL tab, then the props tab. You can also find specific game markets under each game along with the NHL props tab. You're going to love it. The Stanley Cup playoffs and BetMGM. Get their mobile app now on iOS or Android, or go to BetMGM.com. Get in on those empty net markets with BetMGM. Check it out at BetMGM.com. Coach James Young joins us on the Lion's Share every day. A programming note will be on tomorrow and Sunday during the holiday weekend, Saturday, Sunday, both 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern for betting above the rim, otherwise known as to the Tin Jerome. We talk NBA Rack all day Saturday, all day Sunday in a two-hour window unequaled by our peers. We'll get you ready for the games on Saturday and Sunday night in the NBA Conference Finals. Coach, I was talking earlier on the show today about Jaylen Brown, why he got snubbed for any of those three all-NBA teams, because I said all he does is score, which I don't have a problem with for $350 million. I mean, he scores more than anybody for that kind of bag, but like, he don't pass, he don't see anybody. He had an assist last night. I said Doris almost, I had an affair. She got so excited when he passed the ball. But they act like he passes all the time, and he doesn't. He doesn't see anybody. All he does is go to the 10. I don't have a problem with that game. Is that why he was snubbed?
Yeah, he's not a complete player. He's a scorer. And listen, I mean, if you start going through the all NBA teams, like, who is he better than? You know, I can't find a guard that I would take him better than. And I think the other problem is he plays on a team that's fully loaded with Jason Tatum, who was first team All-NBA. And you could argue whether it was Brunson or Tatum. I don't have a problem either, either way with how they did it. So, you know, I think with him, he's just not as complete a player. This is a guy that has struggled at times to go left. So you start looking at the All-NBA team and the guards. Better than Luka? No. SGA? No. Second team? Jalen Brunson? No. Anthony Edwards? No. Third team? Devin Booker? No. My opinion, Steph Curry? No. Haliburton? No. He shouldn't deserve to be on it this more than any of those guys, right? And I think the thing that gets interesting with JB is, like I said, it's a sum of their parts. Like, he doesn't have to go off for his teams to win. All these guys, Pharrell, if they have off nights, their teams can't win. So when you look at JB, it's a great story that he's played so far in the playoffs. I think Carlisle is going to flip the script and attack him more defensively. And what's going to happen is watch Jason Tatum start to go off. That's how they play off each other. He's been great so far. I expect Tatum to heat up starting tomorrow night.
So he's averaging, what, like 25 per game in the playoffs? And do you think that, is that why they gave him all that money, just because he scores and doesn't do anything else? They just gave him all that money. It's almost inexplicable to me. I like two-way guys. I like guys that do everything, that block shots, rebound, rip and run, have a steal. Even guys that, you know, commit three or four good hard fouls. Guys that, you know, bust their ass. He just gets the ball and dribbles and drives and scores. How did he get all that money?
Because he made all NBA teams in the past. And so he got eligible for the Supermax extension. So he got it. And listen, folks, you could sit there and maybe I'm old school. Like, you know, I'm from the days of Magic Johnson signing a 25-year, $25 million year contract, and people thought that was astronomical. Do these guys make maybe too much money? I don't know. Maybe. But hey, capitalism at its finest. You have a market? People want to pay? Go get that check. I'll never be mad at them. So listen, it'll be interesting because at the end of the day, Pharrell, if they don't win it this year or next year, they're breaking up Tatum and Brown. They're going to have to. Their window, people think their window is wide open. Their window is shrinking if they don't win. They got to get it this year or next, or I think they're going to blow that team up and one of those two guys will be moved.
If hypothetically it's the backcourt final of the century with Luka and Kyrie against Brown and Tatum, who do you like?
Pharrell, I just want to see it happen because I want to see Kyrie Irving roll up at the TD Bank Garden. Pharrell, remember the movie Celtic Pride? Stern, Dan Aykroyd, right? One of the Wayans brothers. They will kidnap that brother off the plane. He'll never make it. He won't burn no sage. He won't burn no ganja. He won't burn no weed up in there. They won't let this brother off the plane. But I'll tell you this much. I'm all here for it. And I've said it. The West is going to win the championship. I still think it's Minnesota in 7. But if it's Dallas, I still think the fact that they're more battle-tested, Pharrell, in the West. Boston is not going to be challenged at all, and they make it caught sleeping by the team out west. Western team that wins the conference finals between Dallas and Minnesota, they win the NBA championship.
Why do you think it's Minnesota?
I think what's going to happen is they're going to win tonight. It's going to be 1-1, and we're going to zigzag our way all the way to game seven. So that's my first pick. I'm taking the Minnesota Timberwolves minus a 5.5 tonight, Pharrell. This is a must-win spot. Think about this. They were minus 4.5 last game. They lost. And it went to 5.5. That shows you the desperation. Cat will be better. Ant will be better. They'll play with more pace. I like Minnesota minus the points tonight.
But you liked Dallas in game one with the 4.5, and now you've turned your back on them.
Nope, it had nothing to do with that, fraud. It had to do with the fact that I thought Minnesota, after coming off that game seven win at Denver, there was going to be a little bit of a drop-off. That's why I took the plus 4.5 with Dallas. Now I'm going the other way. Minnesota levels it up tonight.
And what about said one Kyrie Irving? It sounds to me like you're keeping, getting a little Jersey in here.
Oh, Jersey, we in the building. We going to Kyrie Irving over 22.5. Bro, did you see that brother just dropping buckets on people?
Yeah.
24 first half. Luka's going to allow him to be Batman a little bit. 9 out of 15, he would have gone under. But 3-3 versus the Timberwolves. Interesting. 22.5 points. 14 times. Kyrie has faced Mike Conley. He's gone over 22.5. 12 out of 14 times. Conley can't check him. Kyrie gets busy tonight.
So they have to put Edwards on Luka. Is that what you're saying? Because they had him on Kyrie in the first half, and he got smoked.
No, he got smoked. I think you'll see Conley on him a little bit. Maybe McDaniels goes to Luka a little bit. But I still think you get Kyrie cooking. I just like the way he's playing. I think the last, I would say, 5.5 quarters has been Kyrie being ultra-aggressive. It continues tonight.
And as for Nas, your boy Nas Reed.
Not Nas with an S, Nas with a Z. The pride of Asbury Park. The second best thing to come at Asbury Park since Bruce Springsteen. Coach knows a little bit about Bruce Springsteen. Nas Reed over 10.5 points. Stone Pony, right down the block from where I live. Over 9 out of the last 15 games. 5 out of the last 8 versus Dallas. With that pick and roll going with Kyrie and Luka, maybe Gobert's minutes go down. Nas Reed goes up. Nasty Nas over 10.5 points tonight.
What about the total tonight, Coach? You leaning either way there?
I'm going over because Minnesota talked about wanting to play with more pace. I think they get this game up and down to give Ant the room in space. Game goes over.
I say Halliburton doesn't play tomorrow night at the Fieldhouse. What do you say?
It's over. I'll turn out the lights. The party's over.
Unbelievable that I have to listen to him sing. I'll see you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for Betting Above the Rim, Coach. Go have some sushi.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Davis Lee Roth Matic is back again from Fantasy Sports Today. You can follow him on X at Davis Matic, M-A-T-T-E-K. He's on Coast to Coast every day with us. And horrific storms in St. Louis as his neighbor's 100-year-old oak came flying through his backyard, crashing into the fence, destroying property, destroying the yard. They're going to be chainsawing that puppy for hours, going to drive everyone nuts and cost you an arm and a leg. Violent thunderstorms you're dealing with today, Davis.
I mean, look, we better pick some winners tonight, Scotty, because these chainsaw fellas, you're right, they do not come cheap, these men who are coming to come chop this tree up, because I'm not manly enough to take the tree down myself. They do good work, and they're going to be rewarded for it, so we're going to pick some winners.
So last night, I bet on Toronto over Detroit. I said that Gausman would win, and he did. And I bet on the Orioles to win the game on the south side of Chicago. And I said they would score 8 runs themselves, take the over. It ended up at 14. But it ended up in a bizarre ending, that game in Chicago. Quite the controversy at the end of that game. And what are they? Is baseball admitting they got it wrong today?
I mean, really, all that I care about was that I had the Orioles run line in that game the same as you did. And so really, at the end of the day, I'm just hoping that Manfred put the call in and they said, you know, they know that Farrell and Davis need the Orioles here. So how about we just go ahead and do our Baltimore Orioles a favor and give them this spot? I don't see Major League Baseball admitting that they're wrong, but I'm going to go ahead and guess if an umpire made a decision, it probably was the wrong one.
Well, they admitted it. So Ben Attendee popped up. Gunnar Henderson caught the ball. The umps called the infield fly for the second out. And then the third base ump, Valentine, ruled that Vaughn interfered with Henderson on the play. And after the game, the crew chief said there was no discretion when a base runner appears to make incidental contact with a fielder, even if the play results in a defensive out. But I think today they said that they got it wrong.
All right. Well, fair enough. I mean, I'm glad they got it wrong then. Like at the end of the day, I don't care about justice for the Chicago White Sox. Why would I possibly care about justice for the Chicago White Sox when I got an Orioles ticket? And by the way, I mean, I want the White Sox to lose every possible game because whenever they play my Kansas City Royals, looking like one of the best teams in the American League, I want them to be so deflated and so worthless that they don't even try and fight against my Kansas City Royals, Scotty.
So I've been reading about all these new nasty pitches in baseball, like Gilbert's cutter and Crochet's cutter. And we're hearing about splitters and sinkers. And are you noticing all these new funky pitches that are getting batters out?
Yeah, I mean, so that splitting pitch, there's like a couple pitching coaches who teach it. It's kind of the big thing in baseball right now. It's one of the things Sonny Gray added, one of the reasons why Sonny Gray has been striking so many guys out this season. I think the issue is, as we're going to find, what is throwing a ball that hard but with that much movement going to do to your arm? I think it's going to wear your arm out. But I have noticed it. I mean, Scotty, I don't know if you've noticed this just in general. Kind of crept up on me. Runs are down across baseball this year. Runs are down. Strikeouts are up. And, you know, it's hard to say, did baseball change the ball again? Is it these new? So there's that splitter. And then there's also like a sinker, slider, sweeping kind of breaking sweeper pitch that these guys.
Turnbull throws it.
It's a crazy, Turnbull throws it. And it's a crazy pitch. It's very taxing on the arm.
And, you know, your boy Lugo's throwing that cutter as well in Kansas City. Wheeler's throwing the splitter. And then, you know, I've heard about this dialed back fastball, whatever that means. And then you've got Kramer's got the nasty Coffee and Kramer in Baltimore. He's got a nasty splitter. And how about Skeen's pitches? It seems like he's throwing 101 on every pitch, and then he'll throw an 87-mile-an-hour change. And you got to admit, like, seeing guys crippled at the plate and buckled knees is fun. It's fun to watch batters have no idea what they're doing with these pitches.
Absolutely. I mean, I love a good breaking pitch that the batter thinks is going to hit them. That is the best when, you know, the changeup comes in and then it lands right there at the corner of the strike zone. I love that. And I love the slider when it comes in to the guy and he thinks he's got a hold of it and he misses by, you know, 8 inches. That's one of the best moments in baseball.
All right, let's talk about some of your plays for tonight so you can pay for the lawn care that you're going to need. Start with your basketball play for the game at the Target Center tonight. Who are you rolling with?
This is going to be a long series. I'm taking the Timberwolves. Luka did get the better of McDaniels in game one. I definitely don't think he's going to get the better of him every single night in this series. Anthony Edwards only made 6 buckets. Kyrie and Luka made 12. Again, very easily. I think that is going to go the other way. I think this one goes 7 in the end. So I'm taking the Timberwolves minus 5.5 tonight.
And you hit the Celtics last night easily laying that 9. So you're on a roll with your NBA plays. Let's go to a great game that I'm excited about late night when you're drunk. The Yankees and Padres at Petco with the soft serve ice cream. A good one out in San Diego tonight.
Yeah, this one's really good. So Rodon, another guy who's added a new pitch, he's got this crazy slider. He's been throwing it like crazy, getting crazy swing strikes with it. I'm taking the Yankees money line, and we get a little bit of Juan Soto revenge here, Scotty.
Against Yu Darvish. And then what about the Phillies-Rockies game at Coors? Think there might be some runs?
Yeah, oh my. Phillies going into Coors Field against the worst pitching staff in the National League. I think they might get 10 themselves. I think they might get 11 themselves. We're going over 11. I think they might get. We're going over in Colorado tonight.
Well, listen, wear your goggles when you're out there helping cut the wood of the tree, the 100-year-old oak. Don't gouge an eye out. Have a good Memorial weekend, brother man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
How about non-quarterbacks for next year's draft? Why don't we hook up with Rich Sermonello?
Hey, Scott, let's talk a little 2025 NFL draft. I know we're 11 months away, but it's never too early. We're getting a head start on it. Now, I mentioned here with you a couple of weeks ago, 2025 looks like it will not be a great draft in terms of quarterbacks, subject to change. But looking at the teams most likely to pick first overall, Scott, and the caliber of talent behind center, I don't think it's going to be a quarterback number one overall. Now, quick history lesson. Number one is either
Sports Rage Late Night.
Gets after the passer. Last 11 years, 8 number one overall picks, quarterbacks, the other 3 defensive linemen, guys who can rush the passer. So I'm taking a look at some defensive linemen who could be number one overall when we get to Green Bay next April. It's a great class for what the quarterbacks lack in depth. The defensive linemen are very good. I'll start on the edge. The top candidate right now, Tennessee's edge rusher, James Pierce. He is a bolt of lightning. Coming around the corner, really started to scratch the surface of his potential last year, tied for the SEC lead with 10 sacks. I think he only gets better this season. He is the favorite. Now, you have some defensive tackles, outstanding class. Deion Walker, to me, is an absolute freak, Scott. 6'6", 350 pounds. Agile beyond belief, especially someone for his size. Mason Graham of Michigan, another kid, very big, relentless, nonstop motor. Michigan's going to have the best tandem of defensive tackles in the country this fall. Offensive lineman, listen, if we go to offense, Will Campbell of LSU would be my choice at this point. Kelvin Banks of Texas is an option, but I'm going to spend the remainder of our time here focusing on a player who I think is going to rise up draft boards. It's Mykel Williams, the defensive end from Georgia, now in his third season. He looks like the Myles Garrett type, Jadeveon Clowney, Trayvon Walker from Georgia, guys who really rise quickly. 6'6", 265 pounds, just 19 years old. Very long arms, hasn't really hit his full stride yet. I think it happens this season. Kirby Smart has talked in the offseason about using Mykel Williams more as an outside linebacker, allowing him to really tap into his traits and his athleticism. So not a lot of talk right now, plus 2,000 on FanDuel. So I think there's some opportunity in the futures market. Keep an eye on Mykel Williams, possible top overall pick in 2025.
Wow, great stuff, Rich. Thank you. Appreciate you. Have a great Memorial weekend. Carver High, let's pick it up on the Edmonton-Dallas game two tomorrow night in Dallas.
Yes, they will continue their series after the overtime win last night for Edmonton. Tomorrow night in Big D, Stars minus 135, Oilers plus $1.15, and a flat six for the total in game two.
Yeah, I mean, Dallas has notoriously responded after losing game ones in all these series going back a few years. It's just every game one they lose, and then they come out and they kick ass and take names in games two and three, and frankly, game fours as well. So I think the bye is Dallas on Saturday night in game two to even up the series in the Western Conference Final at one apiece.
And the series favorite, of course, flipped with Edmonton winning last night as well, as they are now minus 190 for the series, Stars plus $1.55. So that flip-flops a little bit after last night's results.
Yeah, I think that, you know, as I've mentioned throughout the show, that special teams, to me, is the key to this series. They're both deeply talented teams loaded with really good players, and we've seen and heard about, you know, the Oilers are always being blamed for bad goalies. Skinner played great, I thought. You know, he got some help from the post on the Robertson shot. But the reality is Ottinger got burned, and right now Skinner is one up and playing better than Ottinger. So to me, it comes down to special teams. And I feel, without a doubt, I don't hesitate, Edmonton has a way better power play and a definitively better penalty kill. So if they get Skinner and a power play and a PK going, they might win the Stanley Cup. Forget about worrying about the Dallas Stars. If you get those three machinations going, you're on your way, baby.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This year, experience the NHL playoffs your way. Want to watch a single? Do or die Game 7, a full week of heavy-hitting back-and-forth series. Then check out Sling's 1-3 and 7-day passes. Watch The Chase for the Cup on ESPN and TNT, starting as low as $4.99. No long-term contracts or overpaying. Just live hockey at home or when you want it. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more.
Hey, sweetie, your mother showed me this Carvana thing for selling the car. I'm going to give it a try. Wish me luck. Me again. I put in the license plate. It gave me an offer. Unbelievable. Okay, I accepted the offer. They're picking it up Tuesday from the driveway. I haven't even left my chair. It's done. The car is gone. I'm holding a check. Anyway, Carvana, give it a whirl. Love ya.
So good, you'll want to leave a voicemail about it. Sell your car today on
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.